So it's Tuesday, October the 19th. I'm standing with
Russell Keating.
And Russell, you are
Marketing manager for Sony Ericsson.
Okay, and we have, I suppose, inverted commas, a green phone in our hands. What model is it, Russell? And what is it about it that is green?
Yep, this is the Elm, Sony Ericsson Elm, and it's from a range of phones that we refer to as our Green Heart products. So it's made from environmentally recycled materials. So it's also made from non-chemical paints. And there's reduced transport and packaging involved in the manufacturing of it as well. So it's very much got a green heart at its core. But outside of that, it's also, first and foremost, a great feature phone. So it's got 12 keypad. It's also got a nice 5-megapixel camera. Mm-hmm. And it's got Wi-Fi and GPS on it as well. So full of features, but also, as I said, first and foremost, an environmentally friendly phone as well.
When I'm looking at the screen, can we just press that on again? Yeah. So we have the phone in hand here, and as we're looking at it, there's a little green man essentially walking, as you might see more so in the States, kind of it looks like he's walking across the road. And on it, for those, obviously you can't see this, those who are listening, it has the title on it is Walk Mate Eco. Yeah. Steps today, 520. The little man walks and it has CO2 saved 74 grams.
Yes.
What is this like standard feature with the phone, or how does this all work?
Yeah, essentially what this is a pedometer. So instead of just telling you how many steps you've taken in any given day, it's showing how much CO2 you've actually saved by walking as opposed to actually driving a vehicle. So it's just, a nice quirky way of showing you that you're making a difference to the environment by not actually driving.
Oh. What else about it? I mean, you know, I was saying to you earlier on that I was over in the Science Gallery and they had a bike that was made from, you know, I understand you can't have a phone made from bamboo.
Yeah.
Potentially or obviously, but like they were, and I, you know, you get the immediate green as soon as you even look at it.
Yeah.
You can see it, you can feel it, you can touch it. They have it, like it's made to look like bamboo, everything bar the wheels. In your own context, when Mary McGinnity walks in off the street and says, "Hiya, I'm looking for the greenest phone," what are they that stand out? Now, you know, I know there might be a repeat over here, but what's the standout green bits really on this? Because essentially, it looks like a normal phone to me, if that makes sense to you.
Absolutely, and I think that's key to it. It's a no compromise, environmentally friendly handset. So essentially, you're not advertising the fact that you've compromised in order to make a difference to the environment. As I said, it's packed full of features: camera, Wi-Fi, GPS, etc. However, it's the way in which the phone is manufactured that's ethically very environmentally friendly. So the paints are non-chemical, and the charger that comes with it is a lower power consumption charger. It also has less transport involved in the manufacturing process for it, and it comes with far less packaging than other products available on the market as well. So really, at every opportunity throughout the manufacturing process, we've made an effort to reduce the carbon footprint of the handset.
Gotcha. And is this something that you think that Sony Ericsson will try and bring into all phones? I know there was two that you mentioned to me. I can't remember. What were the names of them again?
Yeah, we have, at the moment in Ireland, we have this. This is the Sony Ericsson Elm, and then we also have a new handset called Cedar, so also named after a tree, which is very similar in terms of form factor to this, but it's available at a more affordable price. And these are part of a range of phones called Greenheart, and we have a number of these have already released, and we plan to continue manufacturing those. And essentially, the Greenheart will ultimately be the core of our products. So that's our aspiration, is to get to a stage where the majority of our products are all made with an environmental focus.
Folks, if you do get a chance and you can go in and see the little green man walking across, quirky as it sounds, silly as it sounds, it actually makes me feel like I've got a bit of a green phone and I'm doing my bit when I'm looking at it. It's the screensaver in this one. I'll put it up as the artwork from myself, Peter Donegan, w.donneganlandscaping.com, and hit the blog. I'm also on twitter.com/DonneganGardens, and from
Russell Keating.
Take care, bye for now. Talk to you soon.